Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Ooh. Good morning, Latia.
Good morning.
Now, back after a week away.
I know,
it
sounds like forever.
You're working on a local feature. I'm sure you probably don't want to give too much away, but last week we talked to you some weeks ago and you were like doing location scouting. Was it more of that?
Yeah, it was like a lot of driving around here, there and everywhere, so I couldn't get on the phone, but I'm glad to be back today.
Did you check out any cool new spots you've never been before? You're like, wow, this is a great part of...
Yeah, so many. I was like, oh, wow, Auckland's such an interesting place.
Yeah.
It's, when you kind of get out of your bubble.
It's actually really big.
Yeah, it's so big.
It's so big. Now, Latia, what are we chatting about this morning?
Well, I mean, it's been a big week in TV. I've just been glued to The White Lotus and Severance finale tonight, which I'm just really itching for. I can't wait. I think it's going to be incredible. And it's 76 minutes long, which is crazy. But, yeah, so that's all I've really done in TV world. But I have gone to see a few movies, and I wanted to talk about the new Steven Soderbergh film, Black Bag. Have you heard of that one?
No, I have not. This is completely fresh for me.
Yeah, well, it's a new one. He's brought out two films in 1 month. There's Presence, which is the horror, kind of the horror film about, which is told from the perspective of the ghost, and then Black Bag, starring Michael Fassbender and Kate Blanchett as this, they're not a spy couple, but they work high up in political government intelligence. I'm just going to call them sort of an intelligence couple.
I'm sensing a spy thriller here. Is this what we're in for?
It is, but it's maybe not quite what you think, but it's about, so they play this very glamorous, beautiful couple in London, and then he gets a tip-off that his wife might be a traitor to the intelligence agency and therefore a traitor to the country, and he sort of has to sort of investigate it, but it becomes a conflict between the country and his marriage. And it's really, really great. It's like a very sharp, it's Steven Soderbergh, I think at his best, very sharp, very intelligent. It's quite an adult film. It's not super, I don't know, action-heavy, like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith type of thing. It's a lot of sort of people talking in rooms and doing things on computers, but it's still got a lot of stakes, and it still feels very tense and very smart. And I just think Steven is an incredibly inventive director, particularly when it comes to, you know, the digital age and finding new things to do with the camera and keeping it fresh and keeping it exciting. And this was a really, really good, fun watch. And Kate Blanchett is just sort of gorgeous with her sort of flowing brown hair and these amazing outfits. And Michael Fassbender is just great. And they've got a really cool ensemble cast. Marissa Abella from who plays Yasmin in Industry. It's really great. I think check it out if you're wanting like a smart, sharp, kind of like a good adult movie.
So what I'm picking up is potentially way more dialogue driven and performance driven.
Yeah, it's definitely performance driven. It's not stale. Like, there's a lot happening and going to different locations, but it's not like guns and jumping off buildings and throwing yourself into the river. It's not that.
Yeah. And he's, I mean, I'm just having a quick look here on Wikipedia. He's roped in David Holmes to do the music for it, and he does great tunes, David Holmes. So I'm assuming that the score must be great.
Great score. Yeah, great score. It's cool. It reminds me of films kind of from the 70s, some of those like really sleek sort of spy kind of political thrillers. I think it's really sharp. It's really good.
The poster is kind of quite James Bondy almost. Would you say it has that sort of element or any feel?
Yeah, it's got that kind of flavour, kind of the Michael Caine, I can't remember all the names of the films, but it's just got this kind of old school coolness to it, but it still feels very contemporary.
Okay, so it's about a week old, and you reckon it'll have a decent run in the cinemas? Or?
Yeah, go check it out, but I think it will. I think it's doing quite well.
Okay, excellent. Hot tip. All right, so Black Bag, a new film by Steven Soderbergh, starring Kate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender. If you were going to give it a score out of 10, where would you put it on the scale?
Oh, out of 10, maybe like, oh, I don't know, maybe like a It's got like 7.5.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think, yeah, I'm quite picky with my scores, but it's good. It is a really good little film.
Excellent. All right. Was there anything else, or should we leave it there?
Let's leave it there. I'm just, yeah, Severance, I'm excited for.
Okay, so maybe next week we do a recap of...
I think so,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Lizette. Okay. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
See you, bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.